It's me reporting you live from the depths of the bear market in the space. And I've been talking to a bunch of investors recently. I mean, I guess that's what I do all day for the most part. But I am reflecting on the kinds of companies that are getting funded here recently, like companies that are getting funded, not token projects. Although I haven't seen a lot of token projects getting funded recently. And it seems like the pendulum has swung. So in 2017, investing in crypto assets, like folks were doing that. Andreessen Horowitz was doing it. Union Square Ventures was doing it. Other folks were doing it that are, you know, not as notable to the media, but might be still interesting investors and funds and stuff. But what I'm seeing getting funded as of late, it are like companies again. And I'm even seeing examples where funds that were created to invest in crypto assets are now, in some cases, preferring investing in equity. And I think there's a few pieces to this. You know, the first is that equity is sexy again. Equity comes with control, you know, or at least voting rights in some cases. It comes with, you know, if you're a lead investor and you can negotiate the deal, it comes with board seats and all kinds of things. So I think the first thing that I'm seeing is that equity is back, right? If the company ever sells, you can get a piece of that. I think the second thing I'm seeing is that investing in companies with or projects with live products is back. You know, we've seen a lot of companies raise a lot of money and ship nothing, and we've seen examples of, you know, like Basis returning funds back to their customers. I think we're going to see a lot more of that, right? Token projects, or at least projects with tokens returning funds back to investors because of, you know, regulatory friction and they can't launch what they thought they were going to launch and a whole bunch of stuff along those lines. I saw a report yesterday. I won't get into that. So anyway, I think investing in companies with live products that people can use and see, I think that's back. I think the third thing is that investing in companies with revenue, with actual revenue, holy crap, that's back, right? And revenue from delivering a product, not from holding a token in a treasury that's, you know, investors have bought because, you know, around the promise of the future delivery of something of value, but investing in companies with their own products is back. And finally, investing in teams with real experience is back. You know, I can't tell you the number of crypto projects I see where they'll list the team members and it looks really fancy on the surface. So you might see that a bunch of the team members are ex-Coinbase, ex-Google, ex-Airbnb, something similar to that. And then you dig into it a little bit more and find out that the Coinbase thing was an internship and the Google thing, maybe they were a project manager on some experimental team for 9 months. And the Airbnb, you know, they were in product. And maybe that was, you know, 1.5 years, but certainly never shipped a production line of code, never was responsible for generating bottom line sales. And so there's a whole bunch of people that looked like that, that were on teams of maybe, you know, founding teams of 5 or 6 that were getting funded. And from my vantage point, those folks aren't getting funded anymore, which is not surprising and probably how it should be. But, you know, there's lots of things to appreciate about bear markets and the realism that comes with them. You know, I think there was, you know, like when my parents and stuff ask me, what, you know, what's going on? You know, I think the, you know, suspension of disbelief that happened in 2017 was, you know, it's like the pendulum swung in one direction and that was probably irrational. And now the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction and people are overly pessimistic. And I think neither, you know, neither of those ends of the spectrum are probably right. I think the truth is probably in the middle, but it's cool to see. It's cool to see how people are reacting in this market. It's been a lot of fun. Been really painful and real people with real skin in the game and money on the line have lost their shirts, unfortunately, as well. Okay, ending on that happy note. Have a good one. Take care. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.